Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, September 26. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, Newtown Primary School officially opened today. Dominicans urged to continue monitoring approaching weather system. Look at the bright side, Barbados Finance Minister says, as country gets another ratings downgrade. Syria conflict, Obama deeply concerned about Aleppo. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Mattress at Courts with our range of the world's best brands. Shop with Ready Finance and pay absolutely nothing for 90 days. So get that mattress for the sleepy days ahead and win big. Only at Courts, bringing value home.
Students of the Newtown Primary School are being urged to learn well and to cherish their school. This advice came from Education Minister Peter Sejia as he addressed the official opening of the Newtown Primary School today. Sejia says this new building features a safe, welcoming, and child-friendly environment, which he believes will positively influence the health, behavior, and learning of students.
Students, this new school is yours. We built it for you, and it is because of you that we are gathered here today. You spent 2 years at Bath Estate waiting for a school of your own, and now that wait is over. Therefore, cherish this school. Learn well. Learn better than you have ever done before. Your teachers, your parents, your community, the Ministry of Education, and the government of Dominica, led by Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, we are looking out for you. This, we know for sure, a safe, welcoming, and child-friendly environment positively influence the health, behavior, and learning of students. That is why in March 2014, we started building a multifaceted primary school where the facility is modern and it responds to the varied learning needs of individual students and supports innovative and effective approaches to teaching and learning.
Meanwhile, Chinese Ambassador to Dominica, His Excellency Li Xiangning, says the new school provides better learning and teaching conditions for both teachers and students.
The school looks much better and welcoming. The new school provides better learning and teaching conditions for students and teachers than before. The high new standard it's set for primary education facilities is a very good thing. Young people are the future of a nation as well as a family. They are, quoting words of the founding father of New China, more than half a century ago, the early morning sun to whom the future of the world belongs.
The Newtown Primary School was funded through a $6 million grant from the People's Republic of China. Among the new school features are 14 classrooms, a library, science lab, at lab, kitchen, and a sick bay. There is also full Wi-Fi access and a fully equipped computer room, as well as personal computers for each teacher. The school grounds were upgraded with a hard court and parking lot. The schoolyard is also fenced and a new roadway was constructed. The new three-story high school also includes an elevator to provide access for physically challenged students. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he remains firm in support to his government's universal access to secondary education policy. Addressing the official opening of the Newtown Primary School Monday, Prime Minister Skerrit says, while there are some who continue to criticize this policy, he's of the firm belief that every single child has the ability to learn. However, he says it is the responsibility of educators and members of society to let students know they are bright and intelligent.
There are people who still criticize this government for the universal access to education. But I stand very firmly in support and in defense of this policy decision, because we firmly believe in this government that every single child born has the ability to learn. And every single child born has talents and skills. And it is left to us as a society and educators to allow those talents to shine forth and let our students know that they are in fact bright and intelligent. No child is stupid, as we say sometimes. Every single child is bright. And it is left for us as teachers to use our skills or our education or training to bring these things out to our children. I want to say to teachers that we need to take our roles very seriously, because what you say and what you do to a child in these 5 hours which you have with him in a day can decide what this child becomes tomorrow. And therefore, always continue to put the children first. Those who are slow learners, we must have special programs to ensure that they can catch up. Our exams must not be geared towards to see who failed, but to see who passed. And those who do not get to the point of a pass mark, let us give them a second opportunity to do the exam all.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Geno Jacobs, says the solid waste management is lacking several necessities in order to ensure better waste disposal across the island. Jacobs says the men need proper protective equipment and more monies are also required for better salaries.
To me, we give a little more than satisfactory service. Mm-hmm. Based on the equipment we have, mm-hmm. and the dedication of our men, the men on the field, our drivers and our truck attendants, they are working tirelessly. They're working hard, Simeon. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I follow the trucks and sometimes I am ready to cry, you know. They are brothers or sisters, they are our friends, they are our children, boyfriend or whatever. And you have to lift those packages and fling them on this truck, which sometimes, most of times, our trucks don't work, so we have to hire private haulers, and this mountain of garbage, which you have to load. And complaints come back to us, and I've seen it, that the liquid from the plastics or the can or the buckets placed out, or the containers, falls on them. People come to the office complaining, your attendant, the truck attendants destroy my beans and kick my beans and whatever. They're frustrated too, because mm-hmm. they get wet. They get soiled by human excreta, mm-hmm. I call it poo-poo, mm-hmm. in some areas. And they have to do the work, and they still continue to do the work. So we need monies to be able to give them a proper salary, give them doctor visits, and they have insurance, health insurance. But we need to at least give them proper protective equipment, better trucks, appropriate trucks for appropriate types of garbage. I mean, recycling stuff is, you know, a flatbed truck, yes, and but the commingled waste or the organic waste, we need to do a lot. We have a number of things that we need to do in solid waste, and solid waste is not just saying solid waste. It's a whole gauntlet of things, components, so that we are able to meet our mandate in keeping Dominica pristine and healthy and aesthetic for our people foremost, and then for the health and for the visitors second.
We welcome to this.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation, Geno Jacob. Residents and mariners are being advised to continue monitoring and approaching weather system. According to a release from the Office of Disaster Management, shower and thunderstorm activity associated with a tropical disturbance is located about 950 miles east-southeast of the Windward Islands. It states further that the system is continuing to show signs of organization and environmental conditions remain conducive for further development. A tropical depression is likely to form during the next day or two while it approaches the islands of the Lesser Antilles. Heavy rains and strong gusty winds should spread over the Windward Islands and portions of the southern Lesser Antilles beginning late Tuesday or Wednesday, while rough sea conditions with waves near 12 feet are also expected. Residents in Dominica are being advised to take all necessary precautions to protect life and property from possible flooding and strong winds. All must pay attention particularly to unsafe areas. If you live close to, on, or below slopes, waterways like rivers and ravines, or in areas where you can be affected by falling boulders and stones, you should be ready for quick action and plan to move. Fisherfolk should also take note and seek to secure all boats and fishing gear by tomorrow, Wednesday. Residents and mariners are advised to continue to listen to the local radio stations for weather information from the Met Service and advisories from the Office of Disaster Management. Dominica's Trade Minister Ian Douglas says the staging of the Buy Dominica Expo 2016 is one step in the right direction towards getting local products on the regional and international market. The Buy Dominica Expo, part of a month-long campaign which was initiated in an effort to create greater awareness of Dominican products and services, was held at the Rosso Market on Friday. Three organizations, namely the Dominica Export-Import Agency, the Dominica Coalition of Services, and the Dominica Manufacturers Association, are collaborating with the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise, and Small Business Development for Buy Dominica Month. Buy Dominica Month is held in September under the theme Buy Local, Go Global, Building Our Products and Services for Global Success. Douglas says the goods being produced need to be recognized on the global market. According to him, other Caribbean islands have achieved success in this manner, and Dominica can as well.
We welcome to the staging of the Buy Dominica Expo, which allows us to showcase the products and services which are produced right here in Dominica. This expo highlights the variety of raw materials which are available to be transformed into products which appeal to the general public. This expo also brings to the fore the talents, skills, and experience of many service providers. However, this expo is just one step in the right direction. We need to move the products and services highlighted here today into the homes and businesses of the consumers, not only here in Dominica locally, but overseas, especially in our regional markets. So how do we take this giant step from the confines of this expo at the market today to the markets of the world? How do we go global? This begets another question. What exactly do the consumers in the Dominican market and in the markets regionally and internationally demand? Some of the more common responses include value for money, quality, utility, attractiveness, and appeal. To achieve the right mix of these elements along with other factors of production is not an easy task, but it is achievable.
Despite the fact that out of the many products consumed in Dominica daily, only 1% is produced locally, President of the Dominica Manufacturers Association, Sevra McKenzie, is optimistic that the local manufacturing sector will thrive. Addressing the opening of a Buy Dominica Expo last week, McKenzie said the support from the Ministries of Commerce and Trade and Dexia is a good sign to come.
We are confident that the manufacturing sector will survive and will thrive. We need this, and the support that we have seen so far from the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, we think it is a very good sign of things to come. We have also seen some level of collaboration with Dexia and with the Ministry of Trade. And after a long time that we have been hearing, manufacturing is not such a viable enterprise in Dominica, sector in Dominica, we are trying to turn things around to make people appreciate what we do.
Mackenzie says the DMA has been working tirelessly to build awareness on the local manufacturing sector and its importance, and to build a sense of appreciation for the sector among members of the public. He says he would like to see improved business at the Buy Dominica Supercenter.
The Dominica Manufacturers Association has a wants to throw out a challenge that this space that we occupy today, we would really like to see it a space where business can take place as it relates to our local products. Because we are really not satisfied that this space is being used only one day a week. We want to see this space being used 7 days a week, where people can come every day and buy our products.
In more news, a day after Standard & Poor's downgraded Barbados' long-term foreign and local currency sovereign ratings from B to B minus, Finance Minister Chris Sinclair has told Barbadians not to be pessimistic about the economy, saying that the glass was half full, not half empty. The International Credit Rating Agency on Friday also issued a negative outlook for the island, as it expressed concern that the central bank continues to finance the government's spiraling deficit, which it stressed was at odds with its goal to defend Barbados' long-standing currency peg with the US dollar. However, Defiant Sinclair said Saturday night as he addressed a credit union's anniversary celebration at the Hilton Barbados Resort that the country must see the current circumstances not through pessimistic lenses, but a lens that tells us that the glass in Barbados is not half empty, but in fact is half full, and we're working to go to the top. Acknowledging growing concern about the state of the economy, the finance minister said there were challenges, but he was adamant that Barbados would return to growth and emerge stronger. And U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed deep concern about the situation in rebel-held parts of Aleppo amid an assault by Syrian government forces. Medics in the city are struggling to cope with the huge number of casualties caused by the most sustained and intense aerial bombardment in years. Supplies of medicine and blood are running low as a three-week siege by the army begins to have an impact. An airstrike on a pumping station has also left many areas without water. The planes are not leaving the skies at all. Brita Hagi Hassan, president of the Rebel City Council, told Reuters news agency, "Life in the city is paralyzed. Everyone is cooped up in their homes, sitting in the basements. These missiles are even targeting the basements and shelters that we'd set up to protect people." And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Newtown Primary School officially opened today. Dominicans urged to continue monitoring approaching weather system. Look at the bright side, Barbados Finance Minister says, as country gets another ratings downgrade. Syria conflict, Obama deeply concerned about Aleppo. The news is brought to you through kind compliments of Courts Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.